Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. This is the time, this is the place to get in on a conversation about spirituality and religion, faith, hope, belief, superstition, tradition, heritage, that which makes us tick uniquely as that religious animal that we are. 576-7710 is the number to call. Give us a call here this morning and be part of the conversation. 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Pastor Barry Freese, Blue Ridge Boulevard, United Methodist Church, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda. And at this hour, I may or may not be in the studio, but my body,
your body is here.
Present. accounted for.
If he starts singing, he's alive and here, whether he's aware that he's singing or not. Anyway, Michael, it's always a delight during this time of the year. It happens two or three times a year when you get to be live and in the studio, and there's always and our studio audience has been waiting for this, you know, for many weeks.
I've tried to explain
bated breath
autographs during the breaks.
So give us a call, 576-7710. And Barry, it's good to see you. John could not be here today, but we'll be back with us another Sunday.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And we're grateful, very grateful.
He's using his radio voice again, and I don't want him to do that.
It's just his voice.
I know.
It's the only one I have.
He's got this big FM booming thing and puts the rest of us to shame. 576-7710 here at 710 AM, 103.7 FM. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning. And Michael, to the good folks that have tuned us in and are curious about what we might have on our minds and how they might connect.
They're not curious. They don't care.
We might want to say we're curious about what they have on their minds.
Absolutely.
And today in Christian circles is Palm Sunday. It's also known as Passion Sunday, although I must say that's an epical or historical transformation. Growing up, it was always Palm Sunday for us, you know, middle American, born on the front. Back in my day. but seriously.
When they did things the right way, right?
No, not in the right way. Just in another way, a previous way. The emphasis was on Palm Sunday. We did eventually get to the shadowy side of Good Friday and the passion therein. And then on to the Easter Sunday celebrations of joy. But there was a tendency, as rightly has been critiqued, to skip over the crucifixion. Mm-hmm. Kind of go from Palm Sunday to Easter without the crucifixion in the middle. But that is no longer the case. We at Community will have a full-bore Good Friday noon thing, a noon service, and then also a 7 p.m. one. And that will be the case, I think, in many, many places. Talked to some of my colleague friends, and they were showing their Good Friday stuff or their Tenebrae service or their Maundy Thursday service.
Say that word again, Tenebrae?
Tenebrae. It's in some ways, Michael, it is a Good Friday service. It's a beautiful service of extinguishing of candles and readings and sacred texts. Sometimes it's done on Maundy Thursday. And by the way, that'll be our bonus question today. For bonus coasters, is it Monday Thursday or Maundy Thursday, and why do you call it one way or the other? All right, give us a call, 576-7710. We'll give you triple coasters today.
Woo woo!
So, are you having Good Friday services?
We do. We'll have Thursday, Maundy Thursday, and Good Friday both.
Uh huh.
And is that a relatively new tradition in the community, or is it longstanding?
No, that's fairly longstanding. I just, you know, as a Christian, I can't see going to Easter without going through the cross. And so that's always been my practice, but it can vary depending on the pastor. There's not a mandated a liturgy or sequence of services in the United Methodist Church.
But that would be a critique of the Protestant community more than the Catholic community.
Oh, yeah, Catholic Church, they're always going to have Good Friday. They have had the emphasis on Passion rather than Palm Sunday for the longest time. Mm. And the thing is, if you have maybe the emphasis on Palm and Passion being on one Sunday is that some people didn't have a Good Friday service to go to or didn't want to create it because it was too Catholic.
Mm.
You know, I mean, just, you know, talking about the prejudices and or the bigotry on the part of some Protestants.
Empty cross versus crucifix.
And so to kind of put it all on one Sunday, well, if you have Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, they're both full of beautiful sentiment, but also anguish.
Mm.
You don't have to put it all on the previous Sunday. Yeah, I mean, you can have a full bore triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Then you can have a full bore, very, very poignant Lord's Supper, Last Supper, and then Good Friday with a focus on crucifixion. And then Easter's, you're ready.
We pray.
Yeah, we pray. So what's happening at Blue Ridge?
Well, Blue Ridge Boulevard, we've got a pretty, what is standard for me, Thursday evening service, although we've got a wonderful retired pastor who's, bless her, taken over the Thursday and Friday services. So we're actually going to serve a meal on Thursday with recognition of the roots of the Seder, and I'm trusting that it'll be not beyond the relationship of collegiality.
Mm-hmm.
And then Good Friday, there's a service as well at 7. The meal is at 6:30 on Thursday night, and then regular drill on Sunday.
So, regular drill.
Yeah, other than the fact that it's the most important day of the year.
will the youth lead a sunrise service?
There will not be a sunrise service.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Wait. Will the youth lead a sunrise service?
Many times youth will lead a sunrise service. Not at community. Our youth would rather get up later. They're at the 9:20
service. City kids, yes.
they're at the 9:20 service more often than not. We do our sunrise service out at Brush Creek Amphitheater and outside, and we pray and hope. We've had good weather almost every day. We've only been rained out once.
And you were rained out as a person?
We moved it inside. Uh-huh. We moved it inside. But other than that, a few sprinkles never hurts anybody, just kind of like a naturalistic baptism. So,
okay. So it is curious for those of us who spend all days in a religious community, that there are particular days when everybody comes, even when they're extraordinarily alienated normatively from attendance, from a conspiracy of the community or whatever. It's very intriguing, and I'd love to know what people think's going on. You know, I don't take it seriously, but just in case, I do want to renew the membership card regularly. I don't feel a sense of something happening for me when I'm at the community's gathering, but I'm going to give it another chance. What is going on?
Great question. So that happens at...
By the way, it's not only a great question, I think. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But it would be incredibly instructive for those of us who don't have that mindset, you know?
Yeah. And it would help us connect to a larger culture. It may help tap into something that's anthropologically true about us. I was thinking, what is that? This comes up every Easter and every Christmas when we talk about the CEOs, the Christmas Easter only people.
There's the CEMs. We add on Mother's Day there.
Mother's Day, okay.
Is Mother's Day a big day for the church?
It used to be.
Yeah, there was a time when it was significant. There's usually a little bit of a bump. I mean, you see some folks that you don't see otherwise.
And certain...
With children in tow, children of all ages, adult children.
And going to your mom's church, things like that.
Oh.
So, but, Michael, that's a great question, and we'll be eager to hear it. 576-7710. We'll be eager to hear your kind of suggestions about why do they come? What's going on?
What the minister has learned this year.
Michael. What?
We live in hope. Yeah.
Does this happen also at Yom Kippur?
I am not talking only about somebody else.
It happens with
Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yeah. We have to set up extra chairs.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, that is a way of framing it, Barry. With all the indifference, still they come. Or, why are you coming? You know.
Well, then the setting up chairs. I've got a wonderful colleague, former president at St. Paul's School of Theology. People would ask him, Lovett Weems, I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. People would ask him, how was Sunday? And every Sunday, he would have the ushers set up a few chairs in the back. And then when somebody would ask him how was Sunday, he'd say, oh, we set up chairs in the back.
We're going to take a break. We're going to go set up some commercials here and pay some bills. We'll be right back after these messages here at KCMO 576-7710. Give us a call.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Michael Savage.
They've confused sexual liberation with far more important liberations, and that's a great, great scam in order to imprison an entire generation, which is to turn them all into sexually promiscuous beings and then tell them do whatever they want and let them think they're free, and then to hobble them with socialism.
The Savage Nation, weekdays 2 till 5 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM. Your radio is set to talk. KCMO, Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7.
Do you have unwanted items in your home or office, or just want to get rid of things you no longer need? Cerna Brothers can help. Cerna Brothers can clean out an entire estate or simply remove unwanted items from your home or office. Cerna Brothers recycles and donates when possible to reduce the amount it takes to the landfill. Cerna Brothers can help with all your junk and debris needs. Call 913-484-9564 or visit CernaBros.com. That's CernaBros.com, your local junk and debris removal service.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke around the kids in the house. Don't smoke in the car. Don't smoke in the house.
Don't break my heart with your secondhand smoke in the kids. It can trigger the asthma.
Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as making your home and car smoke-free zones. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org, brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Today might be the day I drop out of school. Today could be the last day I try. My parents alone can't stop me. My friends can't even stop me. But you might be able to.
With United Way, you could tutor me, be my mentor, or volunteer to just read with me. If someone had helped me earlier, I might not be struggling. And studies prove that kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. There are tons of ways people like you can help kids like me stay in school. And United Way is calling for you to be one of them. Because it takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between me becoming one or the other could be you. Make me a success, not a statistic.
Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Everybody knows the UNCF motto, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. But a change last year in the Federal Parent Plus Loan Program is putting hundreds of thousands of our best young minds at risk, putting college out of reach financially. It's an emergency. 14,000 rising UNCF sophomores and juniors, even graduating seniors, priced out of re-enrolling for the academic year. They need a college education, and we need them to get one. They are our next generation of teachers, scientists, doctors, and nurses, and community leaders. This is Michael Lomax, President and CEO of UNCF, the United Negro College Fund, and its campaign for emergency student aid. These students look to UNCF for the support they need to finish their education. And UNCF looks to you. So go to uncf.org, click on the Campaign for Emergency Student Aid box, and help us help them go to and through college. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in.
I knew I was stuck at this kid's house for the night. I decided to just go to sleep and get the night over with. But those guys came into the bedroom and got into a massive pillow fight. Let me tell you, it's not easy falling asleep when a sweaty little kid falls on you every 5 seconds. Even after the lights went out, Raleigh and his friends stayed up. A bunch of them snuck up on me to try and pull the hand in a bowl of warm water trick. Well, that was enough for me. I went downstairs to sleep in the basement, even though it was pitch black. I left my sleeping bag upstairs, and that was a mistake, because it was freezing. I think it was probably the longest night of my life. When the sun came up this morning, I found out the reason it was so cold. I was sleeping right by the sliding glass door, and some fool had gone and left it open overnight. That really stunk, because if I knew there was a way to escape last night, I definitely would have taken it. To read more about the sleepover, check out Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Last Straw by Jeff Kinney. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library. And visit read.gov, brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans living with pain? Joint pain, muscle aches, back pain? Would you like an all-natural pain reliever that works in just 1 hour? Well, it's finally here. It's called 1 Hour Pain Relief. It's made from hops, the same plant used to flavor beer. It goes to work fast without dangerous side effects. I'm Barry Yarkoni, company president. I had lingering pain from a nasty fall, but was scared of the side effects of drugs. Now I get relief in just 1 hour that lasts for the whole day. We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief too that we'll send you a 1 week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-500-1062 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-300-1062 or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1062 or onehourpainrelief.com.
KCMO Talk Radio is Mark Levin.
I can't stand this guy.
Weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. This is the time, this is the place. Give us a call. Be part of the conversation. 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Pastor Barry Fries, BlueRidgeChurch.org, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus Temple B'nai Yehuda.
In the studio.
And I don't know what it's dot who, what, or where.
Any rate, John Pert could not be with us. Barry, thanks for sitting in for him. And normally we have Jude Hunts, but I would imagine Jude is preoccupado and
busy. I don't know. So. I just got a text from John.
Yeah. Well, glad you're here. 576-7710. 576-7710 is the number to call. That's what Kenda called. Kenda, do you have your... hello?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you take it off a speaker?
I don't know. I'm in the car.
All right. Then. No, okay,
Don't do that. Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's the answer to the question?
Well, I think everyone knows deep down that they need God. And so these are important days that people have grown up with for the most part. And so they're just drawn. So it's a very, very important day for the church, and maybe we blow it by just doing tradition, you know, and considering that one of the same old, same old. And I'm not criticizing, I'm just thinking.
I love what you're suggesting, that deep down there's a part of us, at least, that that recognizes we need God and we're willing to let it walk in the door ever so slightly on rare occasions.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we all know. I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel I've been drawn to God. It's not...
Should we say that again?
I know I've been drawn to God.
Uh-huh.
And so it's not... I don't go for the social, or many people do, I suppose, but I really go for God. So, and I think that's probably true of everyone, but they just don't... something hasn't been triggered that it's an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, thank you for asking the question.
Well, thank you for your incredibly helpful response. But you got to hold on, because the one thing that this is going to cost you is you're going to get a little gift from Bob and the rest of us that you don't have to accept with Well, except with humility.
Hold on just a minute.
God
Kendra.
Bless. God
Thank
bless.
You. Thank you for calling.
God bless you. God okay. bless you all.
All right, hold
you.
On.
Thank
hold
you
on.
Very much.
And Kenda is going to get some coasters here before too long. And that wasn't a bonus question, but we're going to give her triple coasters,
oh, yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So,
I completely distorted things, isn't it? It's the Monday Thursday is the bonus.
No, but we have different questions. People responding and sharing what's on their minds and hearts. So,
and even if you don't want the
and we coasters. Want some, we want some more responses to Michael's query about what draws people to religious services this time of year. Is Passover, by the way, Michael, as big of an occasion?
It's clearly the biggest home occasion in Jewish tradition. In the context of observance, the biggest home occasion is simply getting home. But it is unquestionably, by everybody's markers, except perhaps very young children, the most popular of the Jewish holidays for Jews in terms of observance, excitement, and one of the only possible exceptions. It requires an enormous amount of preparation. Yeah. And in homes where there's not necessarily an egalitarian distribution of labor, it can be a wonderful holiday for the men and a great burden for the women. Passover begins Monday night and continues depending on the tradition and location for 7 more days nights or 8 more days.
Will there be a special meal every one of those nights?
No. The special meal in the sense of the Seder meal is the first night. And perhaps the second night. In fact, technically, it's 2 Seders, but it's 1 Seder, 2 nights to make sure that at least one of those is the right one.
On the calendar, okay.
But even for those who don't have that as part of the theology of their tradition, it's so popular that, for example, my family, most of us are liberal/reform Jews. We know with precision Passover begins Monday night, not maybe Monday night or Tuesday night. Because of the family gathering and the excitement and joy and around that, and because there's a lot of leftovers, we'll do the service Monday night and Tuesday night. Albeit, the really intriguing thing is that most times when you sit down at the table, you eat. This time you sit down at the table, and before you eat, you begin a conversation across generations, which really leads to not an original insight, but a beautiful one, I think. Prophet Malachi, how do you say it?
Malachi, say.
Okay, good. The last words, I shall send you Elijah on that great, and I'm going to translate it in an optimistic way, awesome day of God, and God shall turn the hearts of the parents to the children and the hearts of the children to the parents. What's a messianic moment? When you have conversation, when the generation gap is bridged. You know, just as we were talking during the break about modernity and tradition, when that is bridged and you have conversation, that as opposed to you're wrong, yelling, you've got something that's messianic. Isn't that sad in a way and also possible?
Thank you. Thank you.
That'll preach, ladies and gentlemen.
That'll preach. That will preach. 576-7710, 576-7710. Another question to ask at this time is, what do you most look forward to when you come to these types of questions, these types of events and rituals, liturgies, traditions? What do you most look forward to? I have a friend who always got a new pair of shoes, and she reveled in that, and it was a holy thing. It was an absolute holy thing. Got to spend time with her parents in a way that she normally didn't. And 576-7710 is the number to call. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Coming up Monday on the show, did you hear what Mayor Sly James said when he was asked about the KC sniper? Hey, highway shooting's just part of living in an urban city in the United States. So what, get used to it? No, that's not what he means. We'll get you the details. And could the Missouri Senate be bringing a Super Bowl to Kansas City? Talk about it on the KCMO Morning Show.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
And now 103.7 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. In Ukraine, a top official says a security officer was killed, five wounded, in a gunfight with pro-Russian forces. The U.S., meanwhile, says there's evidence the takeover of some police and other buildings in eastern Ukraine was coordinated by Russia.
This is how a spokesperson at state says Secretary Kerry left things with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Quote, the secretary made clear that if Russia did not take steps to de-escalate in eastern Ukraine and move its troops back from Ukraine's border, there would be additional consequences.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Boston ready to host its marathon almost a year after the bombing of the finish line that killed three and wounded 260. Mayor Martin Walsh on the beefed-up security.
Our goal for the marathon is for everyone to enjoy the marathon, and it celebrates Boston. And it's a showcase of our city's best qualities.
The marathon will be held April 21st. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Our chances for showers and thunderstorms will increase through the overnight hours with mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will fall into the lower 60s with southerly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Sunday will be another stormy day with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. A few of these thunderstorms could produce some large hail and very heavy rainfall. Temperatures Sunday afternoon will climb into the mid-60s. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Haley Shulman.
Your Kansas City Chiefs invite you to come lace them up and join us Saturday, May 10th at Arrowhead Stadium. It's the second annual Chiefs 5K. The run starts in the stadium parking lots. Then you'll run through the Chiefs tunnel and onto the field and finish on the 50-yard line inside Arrowhead Stadium. After the run, there'll be a post-race celebration inside the stadium with the Chiefs cheerleaders and Casey Wolf. All participants will receive a Chiefs 5K t-shirt, a finisher's medal, and a behind-the-scenes tour of Arrowhead, including a tour of the Chiefs locker room where your favorite players suit up on game day. To register for the Chiefs 5K, visit Chiefs5K.com. Gather all of your running buddies or just bring the family for a day of fun. Saturday, May 10th, it's your chance to finish on the 50 at Arrowhead. The second annual Chiefs 5K. Visit Chiefs5K.com to register today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-916-5635. That's 1-800-916-5635. 1-800-916-5635. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
KCMO, feeding your mind 24-7. Information you trust, powered by Fox News. KCMO Talk Radio 710, now at 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line. Here at KCMO Radio 710 AM, 103.7 FM on your radio dial. Give us a call, 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Pastor Barry Fries, Blue Ridge Boulevard, United Methodist Church, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And we want to tip our hat to, okay, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
We want to tip our hat to John Perk and say he'll be back on another Sunday. So, by the way, saw another movie.
He's always dangerous.
Draft day.
Big sigh.
Draft day. It is absolutely splendid.
No kidding.
It's one of the best movies so far this year. There's not a laggard moment or two, and you know kind of where this is going to go. You just know the way for the moral arc of the story to end up right in a way where you'd walk out of the theater feeling good about it. You know what's going to happen, but you don't know how. And it's just, and there's no football. It's all about the NFL and pro football, but there's not one snap of a real game depicted in the plot line.
Well, it's kind of like Rocky One. There was only 9 minutes of fighting in Rocky One. The rest of it was a love story.
Yeah. This is a little part love story.
I am so touched by the things that you guys know.
So, draft day, and also saw Captain America, which very interesting. Better than Noah. I'll tell you that. It was better than Noah. But, lots of CGI.
A moral tale to get.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, yeah. Also, the good prevails. The good prevails. That's not given.
Really Robert Redford is the villain, isn't he?
Yes, and he makes a nice one. Nice understated villain. So, hey, we've got somebody here who wants to talk about Holy Week. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
Bebo. How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing good.
Rabbi, I'm glad you're here in person.
So
hey, it's good to hear you there in the studio again.
You're very kind.
And Robert, it's always good to hear you every week.
Well, I will be looking forward to seeing you.
Okay, that is the reason I called. You said, what do you look forward to during Holy Week?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I look forward to the whole week. But I look forward to coming to your church on Friday night and listening to the seven last words. Here's a free plug. To the seven last words of Christ.
I had nothing to do with his calling, okay?
No, you know, I'm doing this out of my own free will.
Yeah.
But no, what gets me every year is hearing different faith perspectives on something that I was taught in the Catholic school.
Yeah.
I love hearing different faith perspectives. It raises eyebrows of some of my friends that on Good Friday night, and Judy and I sing in the choir at St. Bernadette's.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to be there. But every Friday, on Good Friday, I come to your church, excuse myself from St. Bernadette's. I'll be there Thursday, I'll be there Saturday, and I'll be there Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be at Community Christian Church on Friday.
And it's the seven last words of Christ. By the way, you said what you learned in your Catholic education. Is this specifically, it's called the seven last words, or is it because of the Haydn piece that is the heart of what you're going to be doing?
There's very many versions of the seven last words musically set. Mm. It's there can be Stations of the Cross services on Good Friday. Mm. There can be
a Tenebrae service already.
You've been two of those already. All right.
Yeah, not on Good Friday, but I've been to two different services of the Stations of the Cross during Lent at St. Bernadette's. I've been in two of those because of the different things that I do. The choir gave one, and then I'm on the pastoral council, so I was there when the pastoral council did it. But to me, even in high school, okay, Michael, back to your question about what I was taught. First of all, I only went to high school, so I wasn't taught a whole lot. I've never been to college. What I remember, the seven last words of Christ is not a whole lot of detail. Uh-huh. I knew they existed. What I learned about the seven last words of Christ is over the years, you know, reading here and there, reading a little something. And then a few years ago, I saw this service at Community Christian Church. Mm-hmm. And Judy and I went to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just starting to know Reverend Hill. And we sat there.
How long ago, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously I knew him from being on the radio, in person. And then Judy and I were mesmerized, and that's the right word for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following year, we joined the choir at St. Bernadette. So that Good Friday, I don't have numbers here, but I'm going to say 7-8 years ago. That Good Friday, I stayed at St. Bernadette like a good choir boy. and then told Judy, you know what? I'm sorry, I said, but next year, I'm going back to Community Christian Church on Good Friday. And she said, well, I would like to go with you, but, you know, we have an obligation as choir members. And I said, I respect and admire your position very much, but I'd like for you to respect and admire my position as well to allow me to go ahead and go to, because I said, I'm going. You know? Mm-hmm. And she said, no, we're fine, you know, do it. Okay. And that year, I went back with a couple of friends of mine, you may or may not remember, Robert, but one of them comes with me still every year, Mike. I know you've met him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other guy, Denny, died of cancer a year ago. And every year, we'll, Mike and I will stop somewhere and get something to eat. We'll talk about Denny. And we'll say, Denny, I know you're here with us. And then we'll go to your church.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first year that I came back after I joined the choir, Sunday, our pastor, as we were leaving church, said, where were you, Freddie? I said, I was at Community Christian Church.
At the dark side.
and he looked at me with wide eyes. I said, I'm good, Freddie? I said, yeah, that's all right, Father. I said, I don't feel a bit guilty about it. And I patted him on the back and just walked on. Left him speechless. But he was fine with it. He didn't get angry.
I got a question for you, Beeb.
Sure.
In terms of the music, is it always one of the... which of the excerpts, or is it different from year to year, that grabs you more fulsomely than any other?
I like the way the music... Okay, again, I don't have a lot of education in music. I know what I like, I know what I don't like. But I like the way the thing starts out and kind of builds up and then gets a little bit lower again and then builds up again towards the end. That's the way I interpret what I'm hearing.
All right.
Yeah, it is. I will tell you this, Bebo, if you ever heard it in rehearsal, without the words breaking it up, it can be not torturous. It can be an emotional upheaval.
Really?
It's the words help. And I know that the words drive some people deeper into their emotions and into their thinking. But I will, the music by itself is pretty overwhelming.
Because I thought to myself, and in fact, I've talked to my friend Mike, who you'll see again next week with me, about the music a couple times, and I said, you know, personally, I'm glad it's broken up by the little speeches in between. I don't know if I could sit through the whole thing by itself. But I said, interwoven as it is with the different people talking, it's just great. And Mike and I say the same thing every year when we leave your church on Friday night. I said, you know, every year we walk out of here saying, it can't get any better, and about every year you say, yeah, it gets better.
Bebo, if you're ever in Chicago, it won't be on Good Friday night, but this thing is done in Chicago, which originally stimulated and inspired our doing of it. At the University of Chicago, in their Rockefeller Chapel, they've been doing this for maybe 30 years. And sometimes it's not just done on Good Friday so that they can have Jewish participation. It'll be done on one or another day of the week. And this year, on Tuesday, Michael will be joining with Martin Marty, one of the great historians of all time in American religion, and will be doing that in Chicago.
Well, Michael, God bless you. You'll do a good job.
Well, you're kind to suggest that. And Bebo, you're always interesting to have as part of our conversation. So thank you so much for your call.
All right.
Can I have one quick personal thing about Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, a few years ago, Robert, you may or may not remember, I introduced you to Sherry, my stepdaughter.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Died of cancer. The few months after that Good Friday, we stopped and ate Mexican food that day. I got to get this out because I might get choked up. Sherry and I stopped and ate Mexican food that Friday night before we came to you.
Mm-hmm.
And her and I were talking on the way to your church and said, I was talking about meditation. I said, I'm no good at it. I said, my mind wanders. I said, I don't force myself to sit there, et cetera. And she said, yeah, I meditate pretty much every day. I said, really? Yeah. I said, have you ever heard the term making conscious contact with God? She said, I don't know that I've heard that particular term, but I love it. Conscious contact. I said, yeah, it's pretty deep. She said, yeah. Anyway, now we're sitting in your church, and Emmanuel Cleaver gave the last second of the last talk about it is finished.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And however long that last 5, 6, 7 minutes, I looked at Sherry sitting to my right, and I saw, and she knows she's dying of cancer by this time. She's accepted it. And her mother's in the next room listening now. She's probably sitting there crying. God bless you, baby. Mm. Anyway, little tear. I'm choking up myself now.
That's okay, Bebo.
A little tear comes down the side of her face, and I looked at Sherry, and I didn't say anything. And when the thing ended, when it was all over with, you know, we came down, we shook hands, and thanked everybody. But I looked at Sherry, and she said, wow, when Reverend Cleaver was done. And I asked one question. I said, conscious contact? And she looked at me and nodded her head up and down. And here I go.
Now, that's a precious memory.
I walked out of that church thinking, wow.
Yeah.
And I'll always remember that.
Yeah. Well, even that in is the Protestant community, you can have contact with God. Son of a gun.
Even that's the best compliment we could ever be paid, Bebo. We thank you, okay?
See you next Friday. God bless you all.
God bless. You betcha. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCMO Talk Radio is Mark Levin.
So now, if you're male and you're white and you're a senior citizen, there's something wrong with you. What is this? You should be arguing, demanding, fighting for the institution of those principles, those conservative principles that promote individual liberty, that promote wealth creation, that promote jobs and opportunity.
Weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO Talk Radio 710. And 103.7 FM.
This is Frank Curtis from Shawnee Heartland Assisted Living. Shawnee Heartland has set records by receiving 5 straight deficiency-free state surveys, and we have outstanding food and activities. People regularly comment on what a warm and home-like community Shawnee Heartland is. A resident recently told me she'd love to have her family come and visit her at her home at Shawnee Heartland. Come home to the Heartland, ShawneeHeartlandAL.com. We're not a giant corporation, we're family.
Students, when I call the reason for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Too tired? Family trip? Sick day? Starting the holidays early.
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-477-1993 now to talk with a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 who call get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. 1-800-477-1993. 1-800-477-1993. 1-800-477-1993.
You must be your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Hop in for you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The KCMO Morning Show and Greg Mann.
How much can you believe the government? The reason that it's hard for us to believe them is all the times they've lied to us.
Mornings 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line here at KCMO Radio 710 AM 103.7 FM on your radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church along with
Pastor Barry Freese, BlueRidgeChurch.org, live in the studio along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Rabbi Boyboy, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And we've got our colleague John Perk on the line who's called in this morning.
John.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, boys.
Did you hear that chorus?
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Conception Abbey.
Ah, I didn't know they had reception up there.
Well, it's
they even have telephones.
Good golly.
Yeah, no, we're up here. We're getting ready to go to morning prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And my six brothers were all here. We're drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
That's nice. Where did you have to go to St. Mary's to go get it?
No, we've got one of the guys brings his own coffee brewer, and he
the beans. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, future Deacon John Nash from St. Joe, Missouri.
All right.
He's responsible for the Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
John, what's your focus up there this week?
Well, our focus is we're finishing up some classes. We had morality, natural law, sexual ethics, ecclesiology, and sacraments with Father Paul Turner. I don't know.
Well, sounds like a slow week.
Yeah.
What's he doing that? Second hour?
I said it sounds like a slow week.
Well, it's just a normal week.
Wow.
And so we're, of course, they're getting ready for Palm Sunday today.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be the lighting outside, the procession in, and
beautiful
reading of the Passion.
Beautiful sanctuary there.
Will there be folks from the surrounding area, or is okay?
There will be from the not parish, but certainly from the county, right?
Yeah, and there has to be at least 50 to 80 people up here who are what's called they're in the RCIA program. They're going to enter into the church at Easter, and they're on a retreat. And
that's
so,
a big class.
Yeah. Well, they come from the whole area, and of course, this is what the monks do for their ministry, is they offer retreats, and so people come up here for retreats, and they have their first confession, they have conferences by the monks. It's just a beautiful place to come to, and the monks are so hospitable, and they're so learned. I mean, we're just sitting here with centuries of teaching and at our disposal, and it makes me feel like, you know, and yesterday, Michael, we were talking about Michael Zedek, Melchizedek.
Ah.
And I wanted to say, I know Michael, I know Melchizedek.
And then what happened?
Yeah. No, I said I wanted to.
Oh. I thought.
Well, you're saying it now. You're saying. And do you get to use that wonderful liturgy, the new psalter that's been created by the Conception Abbey community? So beautiful. Everything that I've ever heard, it's been beautiful.
Yes. And I think I read that Abbot Gregory has been appointed to a pontifical council for divine worship. Of his contribution to the Psalms. And I wanted to make sure, you know, when I got on the air, we said, good morning, boys. And you know who says that,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Madeline.
I was about to
you
give
were channeling
you
a
happy, hard time about being Madeline. And we think about her regularly, that's for sure.
I know she's under the weather, so I wanted to be able to say good morning to her and get well. And we're up here praying for her, and she's in our prayers and in our love, because for us she's the model disciple of ecumenism.
Mm-hmm.
She gives us a great example on how love is primary in all of our dealings and in all of our conversations. So she's been a real joy to learn from.
I'd like to request, John, that you do a little extra something also in your prayers today. For Cardinal Francis George, he's not doing well, and I'm selfishly, I have a meeting with him scheduled for May 2nd, and I want him to be able to be at that meeting. So, throw that in there when you're in your prayers if you don't.
We're going to start morning prayer here in about 5 minutes, mm-hmm. So I will. And I know he canceled the trip to Rome for the canonization.
That make the news here, or just because of your being plugged in as well?
Well, it made the news nationally.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about here.
Yeah. If it made it nationally, that's I'm not surprised. What we're referring to is Cardinal George very much wanted to go to Rome for the canonization ceremony for Pope John and Pope John Paul, and his doctor said you can't go.
Yeah.
And he obeyed.
Yeah, he must be really bad to be able to have to turn that down.
Well, we're hoping that the treatments will give him some added life. Yeah.
Well, I must tell you, John and I both were at Madeline's Parish, the St. Charles
Fish Fry
Borromero. St. Charles Borromero, one of the wonderful fish fries across the area. And John, I've got some more notes to compare with you. We went to about four others and had a ball this Lent. Group.
Today it's over. Fish fry would
there. I don't know of anybody that'll have a fish fry on Good Friday, will they?
No, there's no fish fries on Good Friday. Mm.
And not every parish will do it every week. Mm. They'll do it every other week. They'll do three maybe. Although in Wisconsin, John, I've heard they do it every week. They don't just do it during the Lent.
Is there a fishfrycentral.com?
No, apparently you can go across the Catholic landscape of Wisconsin, wherever they are Catholics, and they will be having fish fry. No, they got all that fish up there.
I think you got a niche here for a Michelin guide or something, or Zagat's and rating the fish fries.
No, we want to call it the Reverend Hill Protestant Minister Fish Fry Guy.
All right. Absolutely. I tell you, and we give extra points if the Boy Scouts help. We give extra points if they include the dessert and don't charge extra for the dessert.
Priority.
Yeah, that is.
And if they have good hush puppies, too.
Yeah. Mm. So before, let's get serious just for one more second before we have to say goodbye to John, because you got prayers at the top of the hour and we got news at the top of the hour. We raised the question at the beginning of the show about the fact that for Easter Sunday, lots and lots of folks who, what shall we say, their regular attendance is very spotty.
They're regular, but not frequent.
Yeah, very good. That they come. And the question was, why do they still persist in coming with such regular infrequency?
Say it in 10 seconds, John.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, there we go.
All right. John, have good prayers this morning.
Barry, thanks for being there.
You're worth
and
it.
Greetings to all of you brothers there. Blessings.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break and pay some bills here, listen to some news, and then we'll be back after the top of the hour. You give us a call, 576-7710.